Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katoof, nine-round nutrition coach, two-time best-selling author and CEO and founder of Team Katoof, Team Katoof Nutrition, and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com, and that's the number nine, 9round.com. All right, folks, we've got a great show planned for you today. Nine rounds, so let's talk about the 1-2-3 combination. What is that? That's the combination of nutrition, heart rate training, and your nine-round fitness, nine-round workout. This is going to be the key, folks. We're going to put all three components together. Do you want results? Are you looking to take your overall health and fitness to another level? If so, this is the combination we want to and we need to lock down. And folks, this is the combination, no matter what your goals, whether you're looking to lose 100 plus pounds of body fat, or you're an elite athlete, pro athlete, looking to take your game to a whole new level, or any goal in between there, this is the key. We cannot avoid or miss any of these three. So let's start with the nutrition, and then we'll go into the heart rate training. Then we'll go into the workout itself of nine rounds to see how they all work together. Because again, this isn't a static process. We don't just do one thing and expect to get results. It's a very dynamic process, day in, day out. So in terms of the nutrition, we have to keep the body properly fueled. When I say have to, well, have to if we want results, of course, right? We don't have to do this. We just won't get results. But if we're looking for results, whether it's body composition change or overall just fitness and athletic improvements, the nutrition is going to be the key. Because one of the main aspects of nutrition is this. We want to continually load and reload muscle glycogen stores. What is glycogen? Well, glycogen is a fuel source. It's stored in the muscles and stored in the liver. So very important that we have our glycogen stores constantly loaded and reloaded. Now, how do we load and reload them? Through nutrition, but it's not just by eating. And we touched on this earlier in the first podcast, and we don't just want to eat. Eating healthy is not the key to success. I like to use the example of, let's say, carrots and hummus. Fine foods. I've got nothing against carrots and hummus. But for whatever reason, this kind of becomes this go-to snack. Ooh, I'm gonna eat healthy. Ooh, I'm gonna eat carrots and hummus. Carrots and hummus? Come on. That's not providing your body with any fuel. It's food, but it's not fuel. There's a big difference, folks. We don't just want to feed the body. We want to fuel the body. We could snack on rabbit food all day long and eat salads and all that, but that's food. It's not fuel, right? So the proper fuel, namely carbohydrates, yes, carbohydrates. And folks, I'm going to beat you to the punch. No. Vegetables are not. Listen to me one more time. Vegetables are not carbohydrates. We're talking about breads, pastas, rice, quinoa, fruits are great carbohydrate, et cetera, et cetera. These are complex carbohydrates. Both those complex carbohydrates I mentioned, the breads and the pastas, and then our fruits as well as another type of carbohydrate. Very good. Carbohydrates are the key. That's what's going to help get those glycogen stores loaded and reloaded. Now, it's not just carbohydrates, of course. It's that right balance of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. So here's our goal at every meal and snack. We want to feed the body 40 to 55% calories from carbohydrate. 40 to 55% calories from carbohydrate, 15 to 30% calories from protein, and 15 to 30% calories from fat. Folks, that's every meal and snack. That's our goal. Again, why? If we want results. Do we want meaningful and sustainable results for a lifetime? If your answer is yes, Rick, I want meaningful and sustainable results, excellent. Then it's the carbohydrate, protein, fat balance. That's the balance we're looking for. So it's not just grabbing an apple for a snack. Is an apple healthy? Yes. Is it right? No. This isn't about eating healthy. It's about eating right. These are two completely different worlds. I want to help you cross the bridge from the world of eating healthy. Let's go across that bridge into the world of eating right. It's a completely different world. The carrots and hummus, is it healthy? Absolutely, it's healthy. Is it right? No, not even close. The carbohydrate, protein, fat balance is so far off, it's not fuel. We want to eat with purpose. We don't want to eat unconsciously. This is also taking us from what I call unconscious eating, right? When we just grab an apple because, ooh, fruit's healthy, yay. Or we grab a handful of nuts because, ooh, I read that nuts are healthy for us. Yay, it's a good fat. Well, yeah, but it's not fuel, folks. Not even close. That's unconscious eating. You're just grabbing something because you think it's healthy or you read it's healthy. And you know what? It is healthy, but it's not right. And so it's useless. It's useless for the body. We want to fuel the body. So every time we eat, we want to ask ourselves three questions. You ready? Write this down. Three questions you want to ask yourself before every meal and snack. Whether you're at a restaurant, whether you're at home, on the road, doesn't matter. Step back for a second so we don't engage in unconscious eating. We want to engage in conscious eating. Take a step back, ask three questions. What's my carbohydrate? What's my protein? What's my fat? Pretty simple three questions. What's my carbohydrate? What's my protein? What's my fat? Successfully answer those three questions. It is game on, folks. Game on. We're going to move in the right direction. So aside from that proper macronutrient balance, here's another huge key to nutrition, to eating right. Follow me on this. We want to fuel the body, fuel, not just feed it, fuel it. We want to fuel the body immediately upon awakening and then every minimum, at least every 3 hours thereafter. We'll give you a range of 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter. Fuel the body immediately upon awakening and every 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter. Yes, immediately upon awakening. If you get up at 6, eating at 7 is not immediately. If you get up at 5 a.m., eating at 6 is not eating immediately. Get up, get in that kitchen, fuel the body. It's critical. Why? Because you haven't eaten. You haven't fueled the body since the night before. So glycogen stores are low. You're depleted. You're dehydrated. We've got to get that body fueled to get the day going. Also, I want you to drink about 16 ounces of water immediately upon awakening. Gentlemen, at least 16 to 20 ounces of water immediately upon awakening. Ladies, 12 to 15 ounces, 12 to 14 ounces of water, very critical. That's what I call the water first principle. So, real quick, here's the quick review. We're going to move on to heart rate training. Fuel the body immediately upon awakening and every 3 hours thereafter all throughout the day. Drink at least 14 to 20 ounces of water, depending on male or female, immediately upon awakening. And then every meal and snack, 40 to 55% calories from carbohydrate, protein, and 15 to 30% fat. Boom, there we go. Now we're starting the combination off right. Okay, boom, next, heart rate training. Let's knock this out of the park. Heart rate training needs to be the backbone of your workouts. Why? Because you want results, right? You don't want to work out and go, oh my gosh, I'm not getting any results. Here's the statement I hear, folks, from so many people. I've been fortunate enough to have personally coached thousands of individuals all around the world. And so often when they come my way, they're kind of caught in a frustration cycle. It's like, Rick, man, you know what? I put on some weight. I want to change my body. I want to get healthier. I want to get more fit. And then I'm working out now more than ever. But, Rick, I'm not getting any results. I'm doing all this working out, and I'm not getting anywhere. Oh, my gosh. That's frustrating, right? Let's get out of that frustrating circle. Well, a big reason it's happening is, yes, the person is trying. Yes, they are getting workouts in. But all too often, their workouts are at too high of an intensity, meaning at too high of a heart rate. You might be going, but Rick, I thought working out harder was better. Well, yeah, on the surface, kind of sounds right, right? Like, well, if I just work out harder, I'm going to burn more calories, therefore I should get more results. But that couldn't be further from the truth. When we work out at too high of a heart rate, we bypass our body's ability to facilitate fat as its primary fuel source. So when we work out at too high of a heart rate, What are we doing? Folks, check this out. You are basically sabotaging your own results. Oh, my gosh. So the 9-round MyZone heart rate training system is perfect because it's going to come with a chest strap that's going to wirelessly read your heart rate. So when you walk into your 9-round gym, on the screen, you're going to see your name up there with your heart rate. Perfect. So during your workout, you can watch where your heart rate's at. Now, this will make more sense when you start using the 9-round MyZone heart rate system, but the goal is to stay in the colors green and yellow. Green and yellow is going to make sure you stay in an aerobic, fat-burning heart rate training zone. Can you go harder? Well, yeah, you could go harder, but guess what? I want you to get results, and you want results. So let's stay in that green and yellow. Let's stay in that aerobic heart rate training zone. So we drive oxygen. So we drive oxygen to the working muscles. Therefore, we can then facilitate fat as our primary fuel source. That is going to be key. Okay, so with that proper heart rate training will come great results. Now, I'm going to beat you to the punch again. You're going to start heart rate training, and this is what a lot of people say. Well, Rick, I don't feel like I'm working out very hard. I don't feel like I'm working out much. Good. It tells me you're right on track because, folks, we need to redefine what a great workout is. All too often, here's what people think a great workout is. They go in a 9-round, they do a workout. They think they had a good workout. They get so sore that they got to take 3, 4, 5 days off before they can work out again. Folks, that's not a good workout. That's like one step forward, three steps back. That's like putting money in the bank and taking money out. You want to keep the money in the bank so we get the compound interest, right? I want you to get the fitness compound interest on this. So let's keep the money in the bank. Let's not take the money out. Let's keep it in there. Get compound interest. A good workout is, man, I felt like I had a good workout. I don't feel crushed. I don't feel smashed. I can go home, refuel, reload my glycogen stores, get a good night's sleep, wake up and do it again and again and again. That's how we do it. That's one step in front of the next. So the heart rate's going to help you do that. Now, in time, what are we doing? We're going to build efficiency. Efficiency is teaching the body to go longer, harder, faster, more repetitions at the same or lower heart rate one more time. We're going to build efficiency by training smart. We're going to teach the body to go longer, harder, faster, and perform more repetitions at the same or lower heart rate. So today when you start your heart rate training at your 9-round workout, you might find like, wow, I'm on this heavy bag. I cannot punch or kick very hard in order to keep my heart rate in that green and yellow. Okay, fine, stay right there. But as the weeks and months progress, folks, as the weeks and months progress, you're going to find that you can go harder and harder and harder during your workout and still maintain that proper heart rate zone. That's fitness improvement. That's game changing right there. Now, tied in, which you've pretty much already done, let's tie it right into the 9-round workout itself, okay? So the 9-round workout itself, what's it going to provide you? A great aerobic fat-burning workout. Why? Because you are now staying within the proper heart rate zones. Fantastic. That's what we want. The 9-round workout's going to provide some great resistance training for you. Every time you do a squat, a jump squat, punch the bag, kick the bag, right? You're providing resistance to the body. What's that going to do? That's going to help build lean muscle. So that's what we're looking to do. There's no way we can burn body fat if we don't build the lean muscle. But there's no way we can build the lean muscle if we don't load and reload those muscle glycogen stores. Then there's no way we can burn body fat if we're not in the right heart rates. You see how we just came full circle? That's how it all works. So the workout itself is going to help build great lean muscle during your 9-round workout. That's what we want. We want to build lean muscle. Now, during your 9-round workout, you stay in those proper heart rate training zones. You're going to facilitate fat as its primary fuel source. You're going to minimize risk of injury. You're going to keep yourself in the game. You're going to keep money in the bank, and we're going to get compound interest on these workouts. That's what we're looking to do. So if the workouts seem easy at first with the heart rate training, no problem. You're right on track. Stay with it. Watch the results. Keep the body fed properly with the nutrition. And, folks, there's your 1-2-3 punch combination. Proper nutrition, proper heart rate training, combined with your 9-round fitness workout, and it's on. Folks, it has been a true pleasure. For more information on 9-round, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9, www.9round.com. So, folks, nutrition, heart rate training, and the 9-round fitness, 9-round workout, this is what's going to change the game. So until next time, make today a great day.